Lawmakers introduced some 36 bills this session that deal with electric vehicles and green energy. The conversation around EVs comes as several automakers announced plans to expand their offerings and move away from gas-powered vehicles. We talked to Blue Planet Foundation's Melissa Miyashiro and Hawaiian Electric's Aki Marceau, who heads up its Transportation Electrification Division. Here's Aki.
There are a couple measures that relate to expanding our public charging infrastructure, mm-hmm. which we see as something critical as we move to clean transportation, especially as more manufacturers are committing to transition all of their models to electric. So one is just replenishing our successful rebate program for mm-hmm. EV chargers. So we do in the state since 2019 have a charging rebate program that's administered by Hawaii Energy that prioritizes, makes more affordable installing a charging station in places like multifamily homes and also public locations so that the people who currently don't have access to charging at home or at work can participate in the benefits of electric vehicles. So that funding will actually disappear after this year if it doesn't get additional funding.
That's kind of key to getting more people to get out of gas-driven cars and get into an EV.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and especially for those that don't live in single-family homes. And we know so many residents in Hawaii are renters or live in apartment buildings, so they currently have a harder time being able to charge at home and really rely on that public charging network to be able to charge their vehicle. So we want to give them the confidence that electric vehicles can work for their lifestyle.
We've had a number of car companies just announced that they're going to go EV. What was that like when you saw those announcements this week?
I can chime in on that. So we're really excited, and seeing the trends in the industry, we've been following them for quite some time, but it's nice to see kind of formal announcements by the auto industry, because what that really does is that positions the United States at large. You know, these are American car companies like GM, and Tesla's been a leader in the space as well, but it positions us as global leaders now. And geographically, you see China and Europe also leading the charge in terms of electrification. And what that also means is that we can really focus our efforts to building out the infrastructure needed to support that transition to really decarbonize this transportation space. So even in Hawaii, you'll find that petroleum use in transportation far surpasses what you see in, say, the electric grid, because we have been cleaning up our electric grid more and more. And so that's our biggest opportunity. And to see, you know, the auto giants really kind of stepping in and taking a leadership role has been very, very exciting for us. And we're preparing and we're continuing to work on initiatives that help prep the state to allow us to really welcome that transition with open arms.
Yeah, I think Volvo was the latest automaker. And Aki, you know, I think recently Hawaiian Electric had a number of EV chargers, I think, right, that they were offering. I don't know how that went.
So I think what you're referring to, well, there's a few different programs, but one is our public charging program. And so we have 29 public DC fast chargers. So these are kind of like superchargers that we offer throughout our service territory. So that's Oahu, Maui, Big Island, Molokai. And we've installed 25 of those. Just this last year, we installed 7 chargers. And what that really does is it allows a very easy way for folks who own electric vehicles or who ride in electric vehicles to charge their cars. And as Melissa mentioned, you know, a lot of folks live in multi-unit dwellings, condos, apartment buildings, and so this is a really easy way to support them. But also, as we kind of kick into Hawaii 2.0 and reinvigorate our tourism industry, and we see the rental industry starting to transition their cars and folks riding in Ubers and Lyfts and that type of thing, it'll really support that sector of the economy as well. So folks that might not be able to charge at home all the time, or they might be driving long distances throughout the day. So we're really, really excited about that, and we're hoping to expand that program later this year with a submission to the Public Utilities Commission. And then another program that we offered, I believe it was last year, was a partnership with NLX and Elemental Accelerator, and we were giving away subsidized level 2 chargers for residential and commercial entities. And that also went quite well. And, you know, hopefully that's a program that in the future we can expand as well.
Yeah, because chargers are key. I mean, otherwise you've got people with a lot of range anxiety.
Exactly. So we want to make sure that folks don't have that range anxiety. For those who don't know, range anxiety is that feeling like you're going to run out of charge while you're driving. And while the battery capacity of vehicles has increased over the years, you know, similar to if you're driving in a gas car, if you know you're going to run out of gas, you want to make sure that there's a reliable and accessible gas station nearby. Similarly, we would want to make sure that there's a reliable and accessible fast charger nearby for you to, continue on your day and do what you need to do to live your life.
Yes, because if you want to go to the North Shore and you're nervous that you may get there and the charger that you were banking on is either all full or is broken, well, what do you do next?
Exactly. So that's why, you know, I think Hawaiian Electric, we're known for reliability. And as we deepen our efforts in this space, we hope that our fast chargers, you know, also maintain that level of reliability that I think people are familiar with when they think about Hawaiian Electric. And so, you know, that's definitely our intent, is to not only provide conveniently located fast chargers, but also make sure that they're working well and accessible, and, you know, there's enough so there's not too much of a queue. So while we have started with 29 so far, we did do a study in 2019 that anticipated that we need actually 7 times more public fast charging availability in 2030, and in about half that much, you know, three and a half times more in 2025. So there's definitely going to be a need. I think with these recent announcements, we haven't rerun our projections yet, but I think with these recent announcements from the auto industry, that timeline might even be accelerated. So we're looking forward to, you know, really supporting our community in that way.
And so what is it that you're going to ask the PUC for?
Well, currently we're in the discovery phase. It's actually a 25 charger pilot with 4 additional chargers through a different program. So for all intents and purposes, it's 29 chargers. So we're looking and examining to see how that program is going, what could be improved, how we can make it more efficient, seeing how we can expand that program to make sure that we can deploy more chargers to really support the need that we're anticipating is needed.
And Melissa, you know, I've seen lots of stories about how, you know, these EVs are just going great guns in other countries, right? You're seeing a lot of stuff for, like, in Australia, in China, you know, where they've got the pickup trucks, right? Everybody here is waiting for the electric pickup truck because we love pickups here in Hawaii.
Yes, certainly. The most popular vehicle in Hawaii for many, many years has been the Toyota Tacoma. So we know that many Hawaii residents are waiting for an electric version of those trucks. And they are, you know, right around the corner, there's going to be a Ford F-150 all-electric version that's expected in 2022. So those are just on the horizon. And we are seeing, you know, a similar trend in this move to electric vehicles. EVs are the fastest growing segment of new cars in Hawaii, and that's even during a global pandemic. Last year, EV registrations grew 23.5%, while registrations of gasoline-powered vehicles actually dropped 3.2%. So we're seeing this trend, and we want to make sure that we're prepared with charging infrastructure for this influx of zero emission vehicles that we expect to see in the coming years.
And do we have a good handle on the data? Because I remember there was a bit of a hiccup between what was getting registered and what was being sold, I think.
Yeah, my understanding is that they've worked out that kink, and we're getting that monthly reporting from the State Energy Office. So we're tracking that closely, and we expect the new numbers to come out this week, and we'll see where we're at if that trend is continuing.
There is some concern because, you know, there's a thought that you need to have EV drivers pay for upkeep on the road, and if they don't pump gas, you know, they're not getting taxed. And so, you know, they were trying to find ways to kind of even the field in that regard. Who wants to take that?
Hawaii Department of Transportation was looking into that. And so my understanding is that they were doing a pilot on the road user charge most recently to see if that might be, there might be alternative ways of funding, you know, operations and maintenance. But I, you know, they're really focusing on that. I can't speak with much knowledge as to what the progress has been so far with that pilot.
Well, I guess I'm just thinking of, you know, incentives or disincentives.
One of the things that we're seeing that I'm really excited about is the state And even, you know, recently, last year, Hawaiian Electric, we've been making a concerted effort to lead by example. So some of the bills going through the legislature right now are really focused on transitioning the major fleets in our state, which you really see at the state and county levels. And so those bills are really focused on how quickly and at what level can we transition our fleets at the state, because they do have a lot of cars that they're operating. And, you know, there's different numbers and as to what the goal is specifically. And currently the State Energy Office and the Department of Transportation are in you know, active discussions to really dig into that data to see what's possible. But I do feel really optimistic. The HDOT, Hawaii Department of Transportation, they've just instituted a very creative procurement mechanism that allows them to both fund and transition the vehicles that they own and, you know, include the charging stations as well. So it's kind of an all-in-one package. And, you know, the different departments can jump in on that procurement methodology. So I think there's a lot of creativity happening. And I think, you know, really setting that milestones and that goal is going to be really important for us to get where we need to go. And so I'm really optimistic about some of the bills going through the ledge related to that kind of statewide goal setting of fleet transition.
And Melissa, anything you want to add?
Just thinking about this conversation around incentives and disincentives. So currently, EVs do pay an extra surcharge when they register, and the idea was that it could then go to fund you know, some of the road maintenance, recognizing that EVs currently don't pay for that. So actually, on the books right now, that's the disincentive. We no longer have as a state any incentives to encourage people to purchase electric vehicles. So many other states do have a rebate program for the price of the vehicle to make them a little bit more affordable at the dealership. We don't have anything currently in place like that. So we do see the need to have some kind of nudge as we wait for the market to catch up. That's why we do want to see the successful charger rebate program continue to be funded, because that really is the last remaining incentive in some form left in the state.
I know many people who were very bummed when the parking perk disappeared, the airport parking, the free parking there, and then also, you know, in some parking garages.
Right, that's right. Many, many people enjoyed those benefits, and that was something that was put on the books, you know, several years ago to encourage people to go electric. Although we are seeing, you know, increases in EV registrations, there's still only about 1.3% of all registered vehicles. So we do have a long way to go in this transition if we want to keep pace with this movement at large in other countries and places like California that are going to be phasing out the sale of new gasoline cars by 2035.
That was Hawaiian Electric's Aki Marceau and Blue Planet Foundation's Melissa Miyashiro talking about the landscape for electric vehicles. Just this month, Volvo announced it will switch over to electric vehicles by 2030. That follows GM's plan to eliminate gasoline and diesel cars by 2035. And Volkswagen plans to add 70 electric cars over the next decade.